The weekend's cultural highlights in our region include a world premiere of new music by Magnetic Fields, the return of a husband and wife new wave duo, a Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic, a composer sharing thoughts on classical music's glass ceiling, a concert of contemporary music from China, and a whole lot more. After a two-week residency working on their vast new repertoire, the Magnetic Fields will premiere the material off the group's upcoming album, 50 Song Memoir, featuring 50 new songs written by bandleader Stephen Merritt, one for each year of his life, in a stage performance in the Hunter Center at Massmoca in North Adams, over the course of two nights featuring songs 1 to 25 tonight and songs 26 to 50 on Saturday night. Both concerts begin at 8 p.m. Merritt will be joined by a 7-person band playing 50 instruments from his eclectic collection. This remarkable show recounts Stephen Merritt's decades on planet Earth, from his conception by hippies on a houseboat in St. Thomas to his current position as one of America's greatest living songwriters living in the artist retreat of Hudson, New York. Songs include 86, How I Failed Ethics, 93, Me and Fred and Dave and Ted, 02, Be True to Your Bar, and 13, Big Enough for Both of Us. Jeff and Jane Hudson, who helped define the Boston art punk sound as founding members of the late 1970s new wave group The Rentals, celebrate the release of their terrific new duo CD, The Middle, with a new wave party in the ballroom of the Williams Inn in Williamstown, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. The Middle is a glorious throwback to the post-punk era of proto-electronic bands such as B-52s, Human Sexual Response, and Devo, with rhythms and guitars and vocals that recall the proto-punk of Iggy Pop and even the Velvet Underground. The Middle includes mostly new songs with newly recorded arrangements of old favorites including Gertrude Stein and Los Alamos. Boston Globe Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic Sebastian Smee will discuss his acclaimed new book, The Art of Rivalry, Four Friendships, Betrayals, and Breakthroughs in Modern Art, at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown, Mass. Tonight at 7 p.m. In The Art of Rivalry, Smee examines the complex relationships between 8 celebrated artists and explores the admiration, envy, and ambition inherent in the friendships that link each to a counterpart. The book details rivalries between Edgar Degas and Edouard Manet, Henri Matisse and Pablo Picasso, Willem de Kooning and Jackson Pollock, and Lucian Freud and Francis Bacon, as Smee considers the influence each had on the other's work. The lecture is free, and a book signing will follow. Composer Hannah Lash will give a lecture entitled A Studio of Her Own, Shattering the Glass Ceiling, as part of the Close Encounters with Music, Conversations with series at Hudson Opera House on Sunday at 3 p.m. Lash's talk will review the history and current state of women as composers of art music. And the orchestra now will perform works by contemporary Chinese composers, as well as an old dead Russian named Rachmaninoff, at the Fisher Center at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York, on Saturday at 8 p.m., and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. The orchestra will perform under the baton of Jin Dong Kai and feature soloist Ji Wan on piano. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.